Judge Stockard will be joining us shortly, but I have not heard from the remainder of them, just Chief Justice.
Okay. Let's go ahead and take a roll call.
Okay. See where we are. Chief Justice Perigary?
Here.
Justice Hardesty?
Muted, too.
Oh, I see you. Judge Bateman? Miss Beggs?
Present.
Thank you. Judge Brown?
Here.
Thank you. Judge Denton?
Here.
Thank you. Judge Draculich? Judge Glasson? Judge Graham? Judge Hardy? Judge Higgins?
Present.
Thank you. Mr. Kennedy?
Here.
Thank you. Judge Riggs?
Here.
Thank you. Judge Ritchie?
Present.
Thank you. Judge Stockard will be joining us later, and Judge Zimmerman. We do have a quorum, Chief Justice.
We do.
Barely, but we do.
Okay. All right. If you can keep an eye on, just notify us if people pop on.
Okay?
Will
do.
It looks like we got a few more trying to hop on now. All right. Welcome, everybody. I really appreciate you taking your time to be here. There's several matters on today that I'd like to take action on. I've invited several other representatives from some of the appointing agencies, and Dan Hoagie from the State Bar, who runs the lawyer discipline process. I've invited them to be here with us today, and I'll introduce them in just a second when we get to the discussions on the appointing agencies. So first of all, is there anybody, any members of the public present that haven't responded to a roll call? Okay, I'm not hearing anybody. I see.
Well, here I am.
How are you, Professor?
Okay.
Keith, nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. And I apologize in advance. I'll have to peel off at 6:30.
Okay.
Which is 3:30 your time.
Okay. All right. We'll keep that in mind. And thank you. Thank you for being here. Is there any public comment at this time? Okay. Hearing none. Let's move to approval of the September 23rd meeting minutes. I hope you all had an opportunity to take a look at those. I did note a few corrections that Paul Dyla had indicated. Did you get those comments, Jamie?
I did. I did. I've made those corrections.
Okay. Does anybody else have any corrections, additions after reviewing the meeting minutes summary? Okay, is there a motion to approve?
I'll move, Keith.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor? Aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Okay, very good. Now, as we move into items for commission review and discussion, Judge Riggs, you've presented materials on our diversity issue and term limits, and the discussion has seemed to migrate toward this is the appointing authority's responsibility, and other than creating some policy positions, we're not quite sure what this commission can, or what the legislature even can dictate as far as term limits and some of our other issues. But the important thing was to bring this discussion to those representatives of the appointing agency. And so that's what I've done. I've asked Kevin Benson to be here from the governor's office, and Kim Farmer from the State Bar of Nevada as the appointing agency. So Judge Riggs, I'm going to let you give just a little briefing on the issues as you see them, as the commission has been discussing.
Thank you, Chief Justice Perry-Geary. I would refer the commission members to my letter of October 17th that's included in the meeting materials. This is similar to my September 8th letter, and these are the recommendations that came out of my presentation at our second meeting regarding gender equity, terms of office, and the process for appointment of commissioners. So if you don't mind, Chief Justice Perry-Geary, if I just go through my recommendations, and I think that'll capture what you are, what we're trying to achieve as far as informing the state bar members and then a member of the governor's office.
Okay, and it might be helpful if you give just a little bit of, just give an aspect of why this has become a topic of conversation in this commission meeting.
All right, thank you. All right, so the background is this, is that we have a seven-member board or seven-member commission, the Nevada Commission on Judicial Discipline. And over the years, as more women judges have been elected or appointed, the makeup of the commission has not kept pace as far as having women appointed. In fact, there has never been a woman district judge appointed to the standing commission on Nevada or the standing judicial discipline commission, although there have been alternate members appointed, and Justice Stiglitz was once a member. There are no members at this time, no district judges who are women on this commission. Neither are there any attorney members who are women. So that out of the seven members, there are two of the standing commission, there are two district judges who are both men. There are two members of the State Bar of Nevada who are both men. And there are three lay members, one of which is a woman. It's Humphrey, who is one of the lay people. And so as more and more women come before the Judicial Discipline Commission, I think that, I get the feeling that most of us on the commission, although I can't certainly speak for everyone, think that it's important that diversity is represented, not only for women, but also demographic diversity. And that currently doesn't exist on the commission. Now, the way that members get onto the commission is by appointment of governing authorities. So the way that the two judges, the district judges, get on the commission is the Nevada Supreme Court appoints them. The way that the two attorneys get on the commission is that the state bar, the state bar member, the board of state bar board appoints them. The way that the three lay members get on the commission is the governor appoints them. And so we're trying to get the message, or figure out the best way to get the message to the appointing authorities that we're looking for diversity on the board we're hoping to be able to achieve that without necessarily starting with legislation. We think that if we get the message out there that we're looking for diversity, equity, and gender equity on our board, that the appointing authorities will absorb that and agree with us. So any other summary or any other facts you want me to review, Chief Justice?
No, and I think perhaps now you can discuss the proposals that you've come up with.
All right, thank you. All right, so I have worked up four proposals. And so those are included in my October 17th letter. Again, these come out of the original presentation that I did in during our second meeting. I think it's appropriate that our commission send a message, and that message should be that we make a finding that is in the interest of fairness to the public and to the judges who are subject to the processes of the Nevada Commission on Judicial Discipline, that the commission's members represent the diversity, including gender diversity, of the citizens of the state of Nevada and the judges who appear before it. I think it's important that our commission adopt that general principle. If we are expecting our appointing authorities to follow that principle, I think it's fair that we set it out. My second recommendation is that our commission recommend that the Nevada Commission on Judicial Discipline amend the procedural rules, their own procedural rules, pursuant to Rule 36, to include a rule stating the following, that when a commissioner's term is expiring or when a vacancy occurs on the commission, the executive director will inform the appointing authority in writing and or via electronic communication of the expiring vacancy. So you should, so members of those appointing authorities, you should be getting a letter. However, part of my recommendation is that the executive director may not advise, recommend, or request that the appointing authority appoint a specific person, including the incumbent, to fill the expiring term or vacancy. And the principle behind that is simple. The jury doesn't get to pick the jurors. Now, it is within your purview that you appoint by the Nevada Constitution, that your agencies appoint those people. Yeah, the only information you need to know is that that somebody's term is expiring, and then it can be up to you whether you want to reappoint the incumbent or to appoint someone new. So that's my recommendation in number two. My recommendation in number three is that our commission sets out a recommendation that the Nevada Commission on Judicial Discipline adopts a written policy providing that at the time of the term expiration vacancy on the commission is announced to the appointing authority, that the executive director inform the appointing authority in writing that the commission seeks members who reflect the diversity, including gender diversity, of the people of the state of Nevada, the state bar of Nevada, and the Nevada judiciary. So you should be getting a message from the commission if we approve this and the commission decides to adopt that policy. You should be getting a message that we are seeking diversity, including gender diversity. And then this is the last recommendation is the most specific. And here it is. I'm asking that our commission recommend to the Nevada governor, the board of governors of the state bar of Nevada, and the Nevada Supreme Court, when informed by the executive director of the Nevada Commission on Judicial Discipline that a commissioner's term is expiring or that a vacancy has occurred, that the appointing entity advertise the vacancy through their own established modes of communicating with members of the public, the State Bar of Nevada, and members of the Nevada judiciary. So those examples could be organization websites, state and local bar association newsletters, email, whatever way that you typically communicate with members of the public, the Nevada lawyers or members of the judiciary, hey, we're looking for people who are interested in serving on this commission. The one thing that at least I've heard throughout our proceedings here is that, you know, sometimes people who are interested just don't hear about it. They don't know about the opening. And so we're going to ask if we adopt this resolution or this recommendation. We're going to ask you to advertise this so as to expose the opening to the widest range of people. And then as the last part of that recommendation, number four, in addition, I'm hoping that we recommend that all appointing authorities explicitly seek candidates with one or more of the following qualifications. Prior experience as a member of one or more professional disciplinary boards, experience as an advocate representing parties or boards, experience representing one or more professional disciplinary boards, or experience and training in professional ethics. Now, before we start believing that this might be somewhat of a reductive tactic, or is something that few people can qualify or can be qualified to do, remember that all Nevada lawyers and judges have experience and training in professional ethics. We have to take a specific exam in ethics before we can even get our licenses. So every judge, every lawyer already has this qualification, in addition to any all continuing legal education that we have to obtain. So virtually every lawyer and every judge will have this qualification. But in addition, regarding lay people, anyone who's had any fiduciary responsibility it will be subject to ethical rules. Accountants, elected officials who would be, or government employees who would be subject to the rules of the State Ethics Commission. Contractors, Nevada contractors, have a 10-point code of ethics. It goes on and on. Most professions require some sort of ethical background or responsibility. So I don't believe that this is a qualification that is restrictive in any way. It also, having people who are qualified in this area relates to the seriousness of the duty. We're talking about, having responsibility over the careers of career judges. And so I believe that this is a responsible and reasonable qualification to request that the members of our commission have. So Chief Justice Perry, those are my recommendations.
Okay, and is it fair to kind of summarize everything a desire to bring to the attention to the appointing authorities these issues, not necessarily mandating that they do anything? I'm not sure.
Yes, that is fair. In fact, under the Nevada Constitution, we're not able to mandate without either a constitutional amendment or additional legislation. Nobody is able to mandate to the governor's office, to the Nevada Supreme Court, or to the State Bar of Nevada, whom they may nominate and in what manner.
And my understanding, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, is representatives from the Judicial Discipline Commission don't have any fundamental disagreement with encouraging diversity at all.
I can't speak for them, Justice Perry, and as I have indicated before, our commission is the commission to study their practices, and so I think that any members of the Nevada Judicial Discipline who are actually members of our commission would be better placed to answer that question.
Yes, but you've received the correspondence from the executive director addressing the various topics you just discussed, right?
Well, and I have, and I think it would be a couple things. I don't think it would be completely accurate to say that either Mr. Dyla speaking individually or in whatever format or whatever way he may be representing the commission in these proceedings, I don't think it's fair to say that he agrees with all these proposals. And in fact, I think he specifically disagrees with some of them. But Mr. Dyla is not a member of this commission. So if any member of this commission wants to adopt any sort of points in disagreement with my recommendations, I think that would be appropriate. But as far as his written opposition to any of these, I think fairly at this point he's a member of the public, and unless again his position is specifically adopted by a member of this commission.
I was just talking generally, and has anybody, any of our members, our commission members, who are also representatives of Judicial Discipline Commission, wish to offer anything at this point on this topic?
This is Mark Denson. I know that Mr. Gila has done extensive consideration of these issues. He's consulted with members of the commission, and I agree with his observations that he's made in his correspondence relative to the subject paragraphs.
I was asking for a comment for the benefit of our appointing.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, they probably don't have privy to any of Mr. Dyla's correspondence to this group. So I was asking in general terms. I guess the important point here is we want to put this on your radar, Kevin and Kim, representing appointing agencies, that it's an issue with this commission. And it's been presented that there's a lack of diversity here. And so we wanted you here just to sensitize you to that issue. The specifics of what this commission will recommend to the legislature, those haven't been determined, but I thought it was important to bring you into this discussion to put it on your radar. Kevin, you've got the ear of the governor, and Kim, you've got the ear of the board of governors. And do you have any questions for us? Either one of you.
This is Kevin, General Counsel of the Governor's Office, and I must be looking in the wrong place, but I was not able to find an agenda for this meeting or any of the supporting materials, and that could be user error, not being able to find it on the relevant website. But as you mentioned, I've not seen the correspondence that's being discussed, so I feel a little bit in the dark about that. But just as a general matter, I can say that as the Governor Sisolak is very much committed to diversity in his appointments to all the many different boards that he appoints members to.
Yeah, and it's not just you. Our website's a little bit difficult to navigate, and so
but it's not just me then.
It's not just you. No, Kim.
Good afternoon. I do have one question. The list that Judge was mentioning was gender and geographic. Is ethnicity and race part of that component that you would like the board to consider?
And if I may answer to Justice Perriguer, yes, we actually are looking for complete diversity. We are, our judiciary, it gets more and more diverse every cycle, which is a wonderful thing. And we think that if, a person is going to be facing a disciplinary commission, they should be able to see someone who looks like them, at least one person on the board. So yes, thank you, absolutely.
So the process that is being described, just for information, is a process the Board of Governors uses. We advertise any openings, and we treat them as vacancies. So when we advertise an opening, we don't say there's one reappointment. We treat them as vacancies, and we get a list of the current committee members' race, ethnicity, age, location, so that we can look at the diversity of the committee. So this falls right within our process. As a matter of fact, the board does have an appointment coming up at our upcoming meeting for an alternate member on judicial discipline. So this feedback that I received today will be helpful to share with the board when we make this upcoming appointment. So timing is good for us in our next appointment.
And Ms. Farmer, I'll also let you know that the state bars a diversity, equity, inclusion program and materials is part of what I base my presentation on. So I thank you very much for having those materials available to us.
Thank you. I appreciate that feedback.
Okay. On this topic, any other questions, any other comments from committee members? And another aspect that we're discussing at the moment, Kim and Kevin, is term limits. And I'm not sure anything can be done. We aren't at that point to where we can determine whether that's a legislative item or not. But again, as an appointing agency, perhaps that's also something to consider as you're making your appointments.
Chief, Professor Fisher has his hand up and may want to comment on the diversity gender issue.
Keith, go ahead.
Thank you. I'm acutely aware that I am not necessarily au courant with all of the Nevada-specific aspects of this, but I am very familiar with the way these commissions run in other jurisdictions. And the only advice I would give is that you don't want to be unduly prescriptive, because a lot of states have the same division of judges and lawyers and lay people. And it's not like Black Friday at Walmart. You do not have a lot of people lined up to volunteer to be on these commissions. And a lot of states have experienced considerable difficulty in filling these positions, which suggests that unless Nevada is quite different from those other jurisdictions, that you don't want to place a term limit, and you want to be a little bit careful about credentialing, especially for the lay members. Statistically, I don't know of any other jurisdiction that requires experience in ethical matters for lay people. I think Judge Riggs correctly points out that judges and lawyers already have some exposure to that, although lawyers have no exposure to judicial ethics unless they happen to be involved in that for some reason professionally, but only the rules of professional conduct is applied to lawyers. So it's going to be some on-the-job learning for all people, lawyers included, but certainly the lay people. And I just think that the more prescriptive you get about the membership, the more counterproductive it might be in terms of filling those slots. That's all.
Thank you, Keith. And I think Justice Hardesty had mentioned